And now, with the word, here's Father Tony Percy with his weekly reflection.
So we have arrived at Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "I am the Good Shepherd." In the Gospel of John, there are seven I am statements that comes originally from Moses' encounter with God. And when Moses says to God, when I go back to the people, who shall I say I've been communing with? Who shall I say I've been talking with? And God says, just go back and say to them, I am. So in the Gospel of John, Jesus walks over the water and he encounters the disciples in the boat and he says to them, I am, and be not afraid. And so then from there on in, John then lines up these seven I am statements. The first one, as you could well imagine, is I am the bread of life. And the one we have today is I am the good shepherd. So there's a little bit of homework for you. Go and search for the seven I am statements. They're all about the fact that God is a relationship himself and he's offering us the great relationship in our life. We can trust that he's offering a relationship with him. That's what they're about. I am the good shepherd. St. John Vianney, who is the patron saint of priests, once said remarkably, and I didn't really understand this at the time when I first read it, he said that a shepherd, that is a priest, after the heart of Christ is one of the most precious gifts a parish can receive. I thought that was a bit over the top when I heard it, I suppose because I'm a priest, but also I was younger. But as I get a bit older, I realise the significance of the statement. That is, we're talking about somebody who is entering the heart of Christ and then is offering the world this heart of Christ in the 21st century. So that does make a bit more sense as I've matured. It's a wonderful statement. It's probably just worth our while examining the priesthood of Christ. We're all baptised into the priesthood of Christ through our baptism, but there are few who are made ministerial priests. And these men share three things in common. Firstly, they have experienced the love of God. That's the basis of all vocations in the church, whether it's to the priesthood, whether it's to marriage, whether it's to single life or religious life. The experience of the love of God is at the foundation of all of them. And we should remind ourselves, I think, really clearly and often, we should remind ourselves often, it's God who loves us and then he creates us. Because we live in time and space, we don't really get this so easily because we're in time and space. And that's the way we experience reality. But the reality is, and you'll find this in the letter to the Ephesians quite early on, that God has loved us from all eternity and then he creates us. And it's his love that then redeems us through the passion, death and resurrection of Christ. That's the basis of any vocation, the experience, knowing deeply that God loves you. Second point about the priesthood is it's Christ who chooses the priests. It's Christ who chooses. The priest does not choose to be a priest. You ask any priest, they'll tell you that somehow they were attracted to being a priest, but they're also scared out of their mind. It's a biblical sign that about a vocation, that you're attracted to it on the one hand. On the other hand, you're scared out of your mind as fear rises as you sense the call of God to do something which is beyond human capacity, which is what a priest does. So it's the election, it's the call of Christ that does it. And we know this is a very strong theme in the Paul's letters, I should say, but also especially in the first letter to the Corinthians, that God chooses the weak and makes them strong. So the great strength for a priest is to know that truth, is to know that this is true, that I've been chosen by God, not because of my gifts, but because of my weakness. And when we forget that, when priests forget that, then we're in a bit of trouble. But when it becomes the basis, the love of God, and then the realization that we are weak, that's why we've been called, then the priest can do a lot of great work, no doubt about it. Final point, and this is very important, it's why we need to pray for priests more. The primary role of a priest is the preaching of the gospel, because preaching the faith, proclaiming Christ crucified and risen, that arouses faith in people. And then the principal role of the priest is the celebration of the mystery. So once faith has been aroused through the primary role of preaching the gospel, then the principal role is to celebrate the mysteries for those who have faith, and that gives them strength. I am the good shepherd. Let's thank God for all the great shepherds we've known, and let's pray that the Lord will bless us now abundantly with more good shepherds in this 21st century.